The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack with your host, Lindsay Ward, and her producer, Sir Rockin.
And welcome to The Rack Extra Dragon Con Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and we're back. And, well, I'm super excited because this past weekend was Dragon Con, the four-day extravaganza where we all get together, we all get to do crazy stuff, and talk about comic books. What could be better?
Hey!
And dress up. Can't forget about the dressing up. Oh, I didn't dress up.
You didn't dress up. You had friends who dressed up. I had new people who dressed up. We all know professional wrestler Xavier Woods dressed up in many different outfits.
Lord Xavier. Lord.
Everything from Bailey to, I don't even remember, so many different ones.
He was Bailey. He was like a Black Ranger, but he didn't wear like the normal Black Ranger costume. He basically had like Black Ranger panties and the axe. He was Cruella de Vil. He was Mojo Jojo. He was a bear.
Bear. Not a bear. Yeah, he was a bear. He wins it all, hands down.
Yep.
There were more than 80,000 people at Dragon Con over the 4 days, breaking last year's record of 77,000 people. That's damn impressive.
You know what? It felt like there were 80,000 plus people there because there were a lot of people there this year. And congratulations to them for breaking that record. It's growing every year, and rightfully so, because it's an amazing thing. Y'all have never gone to Dragon Con. It's worth the venture. Trust me. There's lots to do. Plenty of parties if you're into that. And some spectacular cosplay.
And that's what it's really all about.
Spectacular cosplay. Yes. And making friendships.
And making friendships. And, you know, rekindling older friendships.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Anyway, kick us off. The day starts the parade.
Technically, the day started off with Chick-fil-A, an Atlanta tradition. But yes, the parade.
Okay. Besides what you ate, then the parade.
You know, trying to get the sponsorship dollars. Ding.
Hey, it's contact at RackRadioShow.com.
Hit us up, Chick-fil-A. Hit us up.
We'll put you over.
Anyway, so parade day. The parade started off on kind of an auspicious note. I don't know why these guys do this, but they do this every year at the parade, where they show up and they basically rant about Jesus and Christianity and how everybody's in the wrong and we're all sinners and we're all going to burn in hell. It's like, y'all picked the wrong crowd to preach at. Just saying, but I guess because there's like 100,000+ people down there for the parade, they're like, yeah, sure, okay, let's just do it. But props to the Atlanta PD for, one, getting the road shut down so quickly and easily. Like, they literally just parked garbage trucks across the streets and that took care of it.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
We all thought that was A+ creativity. And then B, the Atlanta cops just, you know, like, on their motorcycles casually making the Jesus people walk. And this is not meant to offend any Christians whatsoever, but these guys were like Westboro people. Anyway, so yeah, the Atlanta PD moved them along and got them off the parade route. And then the actual parade started, which was awesome. It began and the Atlanta tradition down by North Avenue, and it worked its way all the way down to Peachtree, right there in the middle of all the con hotels. And it was just a glorious, glorious parade. I'm flipping through the pictures now. And we saw lots of fabulous costumes. Medieval Times came out. We had ponies, which was great. Love the ponies. I wanted one.
You cannot have a pony.
But I wanted the pony!
You don't have a fence built to keep the pony. You can't have the pony.
But I want the pony.
Once you get a fence built correctly, then you maybe can have a pony.
Okay, but can I have a Stanley?
Sure, you can have a Stanley. You'll give him a good home, right?
I will totally give Stanley a good home.
We make sure he gets fed.
Yes.
Has all his medicines.
Yes.
Takes his vitamins, says his prayers, brother.
Brother.
Yes, you can have a Stanley.
Awesome, because, well, the man, the myth, the legend, yes, we were all blessed, because Stanley was there. He was in the parade. He was also doing appearances at Dragon Con. There's a rumor that this is his final con appearance, but nobody's really 100% sure because he is booked for other conventions. But he was there on this glorious Saturday morning on his red Mustang between two lovely ladies, waving and smiling to the crowd. He was doing the Spider-Man hand gesture. It was all just really great to see him. I mean, he really did look like he was having a fun time.
That's awesome.
And he looks really good for, like, being in his 90s.
That's always good to hear.
Yeah. He looks good in general, but, like, for being in his 90s, he looks spectacular. So, got to see Stan Lee up close and personal, and he looked great. Wonderfully great. So, and also for the costumes in the parade, there were people on point.
Oh, really?
I mean, there were, for Thor Ragnarok, which hasn't even come out yet, we just have trailers. There was a Hela. There were actually a couple Helas. It was really impressive. There was a Jason Momoa Aquaman in the parade. I was like, what? It's like, y'all, this isn't even out yet. How are you getting this? And this isn't even out yet. This is, I mean, they were on point. It was kind of, like, scary and awesome all at the same time. We had a couple marching bands, including Dragon Con volunteers, and then also a local high school came out.
Always gotta support the marching bands.
You gotta support the marching bands in everything that you do.
Mm-hmm. Marching bander right here.
They had a pretty good Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles convention there. For a second, I thought it was Seamus. Got very excited, and it's like, no, it's not Seamus. Damn it.
No, Seamus was not there.
And then they also had the Dragon Con over 40 contention, which is always awesome, where they kept yelling, get off my lawn at people.
That's always good.
And yes, the best contribution in the parade, because I'm sitting here going through my pictures as we're doing this, the 300 guys. Bless them. Bless them so much for showing up. Although it was a smaller troop than what it was last year, they were still present. And they were still beautiful. It's like, just stand here for like 20 minutes while I take every angle. Thank you. Because that was one of those press and hold moments. Not gonna lie. I have more pictures of them than I have of anybody else. For, you know.
Research.
Research. Obvious reasons. And then we get to the horror people who, because of it, decided to do clowns. You want to talk about a nope? That was a no. Like, they turned the corner with this, like, clown raft thing, and it was like, oh no. Oh no. No. This is not okay. Did not approve this. And then you have these guys in, like, creepy clown makeup come up the crowd, and it's like, I swear, if you try something with me, I will kick you in your face. Don't. Just keep right on walking, dude. Just right on walking. Because you will not like what happens.
What else did you see in the parade?
My friend Julie did her awesomeness. She was dressed as a Ghostbusters waiter, and she served water to the tired and thirsty Ghostbusters who were marching in the parade. So there was that.
Shout out.
That was a hit.
Shout out.
So, go Julie, go! Yay! Halo Kitty was there this year.
Hey!
We love that.
We're supposed to say, hello.
We love you, Halo Kitty. And then there was the Game of Thrones people. And there was the woman that won the entire parade. If you have not heard about this, it actually made EW.com. There was a woman who was about in her 80s, I want to say she's about 86, who was wheelchair bound, and she was being pushed by either a Dragon Con volunteer or someone in her family, I'm not sure which. But she dressed up as Lady Olenna Tyrell. They made her wheelchair look like the Iron Throne from Game of Thrones. The person that was pushing her wheelchair dressed up as Bran of Tarth. And this woman is rolling down the Dragon Con parade with a rose in one hand and a sign that says, it was me on top of the Iron Throne. You want to talk about everybody losing it at once? That was that moment when she turned. Like, she came around that corner and we were all like, there's your winner right there. This woman wins the entire convention. That's it.
All the gold stars right there.
All the gold stars, all the thumbs up, all the likes, all the loves. That was absolutely fantastic. It was perfect. She was just, and the best part of all is as she's rolling down, she's got sunglasses on.
You know, you gotta do it.
You gotta do it. So, I don't know her name, but Lady Olenna Tyrell. You have won Dragon Con. Congratulations. Then we get to the second eerie moment of the parade.
Which was what?
Well, A Handmaid's Tale is very popular, obviously, for obvious reasons. It's a Hulu series. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's disturbing and amazing and very apropos what's going on in the world right now. It's a little terrifying. But anyway, we had the Handmaid's Tale group in the parade this year, and it was so eerie because it was a group of handmaidens, some of whom which were pregnant, walking down the street in a group with their shopping bags, being escorted by soldiers, and it, in the front was a housewife based on her dress, or I'm not sure what her color dress means. I know it meant something, but she was in a blue dress, and she was pushing a stroller, and it was eerie, absolutely eerie and frightening, and we're all yelling that, and they're just kind of looking at us, shaking their heads like, yep, it is, it's really eerie. And of course, you know, to lighten the mood, at the very end, somebody is in one of those inflatable T-Rex outfits in the handmaiden's dress, just to lighten the mood.
Of course.
Little humor at the end of that. And we had a couple tributes this year, which was nice.
Like what?
The Men in Black paid tribute to Adam West, saying that Batman was in fact a man in black, which we completely all agree with. And the Battlestar Galactica people paid tribute to Richard Hatch by carrying a little sign for him. So
nicely done.
Nicely done. A nice tribute to him. That was wonderful. And then we get to the moment that, well, I had no idea was coming in this parade, because every year the Dragon Con parade pretty much has the same things. They just shuffle in different guests in the cars. And well, this year, Ricky Steamboat and Ric Flair were supposed to be the Grand Marshals of the parade, and due to health circumstances, unfortunately, Ric Flair was not able to appear. Keep getting better, Ric. Keep fighting. We're all behind you. So, in his place, they made a couple phone calls. And stupid us for not checking the guest list, because, you know, who looks at the guest list the week before Dragon Con? I mean, honestly,
we already
not
know,
us.
We know who's coming. We looked at the feature list. Okay, we see the big names that are coming. You can't catch everybody.
Can't catch everybody, but, you know, it's like, all right, you know who's going to be there. So Ric Flair had already been pulled out. And, well, this car turns the corner, and there's Ricky Steamboat. And it's like, hey, there's Steamboat. And, oh, crap, there's Kane.
Yep.
Former guest of the Rack. Kane, sitting in this Mustang, just waving to people. It's like, what is he doing here?
Shouldn't he be on the campaign trail somewhere?
Shouldn't he be on the campaign trail somewhere? Yeah, I was just sitting there. I was like, nobody told me he was here. Why did nobody tell me he was here? Because, you know, of course, I go down. And it's like, I'm going to a convention. I'm going to get gross and nasty because I'm going to be walking a lot. It's a nice day. It was a very, very pleasant day, but it's still going to be warm. You're packing 80,000 people into very small spaces. It gets a little tight and funky.
Little tight.
So, you know, it's like, I'm not really going to make an effort to look overly nice. I will look presentable, but I'm not going to try and make myself look overly nice.
You went in the comfortable mode.
I went in the comfortable mode. And who rolls by? Kane.
The Big Red Machine, former WWE champion, as mentioned, former guest of the show. You can hear the interview at youtube.com/rackradioshow or rackradioshow.com.
So, yeah, that was fun. There's more on Kane later. Just wait for it. And in addition to Kane, I met a Fraggle who was very nice.
Well, that's good to know. A Fraggle's nice.
I think she said he was Moki's son, but I wasn't 100% positive. Like, I couldn't hear her because there was too much noise. But I think that's what she said, is that he was Moki's son. Maybe. I don't know. But she got very excited because we knew that, one, her puppet was a Fraggle, and two, that we were just excited for it.
You know, it's always awesome.
Because I think a lot of people really didn't know what he was. And when we're like, oh my god, a Fraggle! Because there was a whole group of us sitting on the sidewalk. She was like, she ran over to us. It was so awesome. And then for the Star Wars contingent, we had a lot of creativity, which you generally do every year. But this year, you had Vader and the Vaderettes, where you had somebody dressed in a Kylo Ren mask as a varsity football player. And then for his cheerleaders, he had a bunch of cheerleaders in First Order uniforms, which were white and black, with stormtrooper helmets and pom-poms. I thought that was really creative.
It sounds very creative.
And then you have the smartest Darth Maul on the planet.
Why is it the smartest Darth Maul on the planet?
Because he turned Darth Maul's double staff thing, he turned one end of it in an umbrella, and he was using the umbrella as shade as he walked down the parade route.
That would be the smartest Darth Maul on the planet. I'm not going to even lie.
It was spectacular. We also had Rapper Vader and his Rapper Stormtroopers. We had the March of the Boba Fetts. Lot of First Jedi, Rogue One, Force Awakens presents, obviously, because the new movies are coming out. And then we have And then we saw the future first stormtrooper that's actually going to hit something. This kid was like 9 or 10, and he's walking down the parade route, walking, juggling a couple balls and a toy blaster as he's walking. This kid is going places.
Sounds like it.
So, yeah. And then there's the girl that had the R2-D2 convertible dress that went from R2 to BB-8, and she was spinning. I just hope she wasn't spinning the entire thing, because, man, she would have been dizzy. We also had short troopers or people, too. We had the short stormtrooper contingent.
Which, you know, you can relate to.
Which I can totally relate to. But one thing that, you know, is like, it's so funny, I was showing my mom the pictures, and she kind of made the comment that I made the first year, especially seeing them up close, is a lot of people spend a lot of money on some of these costumes, including, like, the stormtroopers, because some of them are really elaborate armored costumes. So, yeah, so congratulations to them, and also props to Atlanta PD or Atlanta Emergency Services, because after the stormtroopers went by, you saw just a row of emergency personnel, EMTs, riding behind all the people in the armor. And then the parade closed with the traditional Santa from Futurama, which is always a good time.
Always a good time.
So, yeah, so then I got to go to a photo shoot for Steven Universe, which was interesting.
How did that go?
That was a little long just because I wasn't involved in it. Like, basically, it was myself and four friends. And one of my friends really wanted to do this photo shoot. So, because she went dressed as Rose Quartz, I think that's right. And so she really wanted to be a part of this photo shoot. So we all were like, well, yeah, sure, we'll all go. We'll all support you. So we went. And one, they said it was on the fifth floor of the, I want to say it was the Hilton. And we're like, there isn't a fifth floor of the Hilton. There is, but it's like, in terms of the Dragon Con spaces, there's not a fifth floor. The fifth floor is where the rooms start. So we're all like, we're really confused. So we were able to get up to the fifth floor, and it was correct. It was just really kind of awkward how they had it. But you had a lot of people dressed up. You saw a lot of really creative costumes. Somebody did one of the blow-up dinosaurs as one of the characters from Steven Universe. But I don't know which one. It was the purple one. I'm sorry, I don't know the show. But it was the purple one. So, and then somebody else showed up in another dinosaur costume. And they were flirting with each other from across the room.
Of course they were.
They were like jumping up and down and getting all excited and everything because it's like, oh my god, it's another me! But some, like I said, some of the costumes were really creative, were really different. You had like a hippie couple of two of the characters. You had the traditional cartoon characters. So you had kind of like everything in between, which was cool.
Right.
And then we went to the Walk of Fame, or as we'd like to affectionately call it, the Celebrity Zoo. Because you get to see all the celebrities that they have there for Dragon Con, more or less, when they're not in panels.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, I went in comfort mode. I've been sitting outside for most of the morning. I took a nap on the floor during the photo shoot because I had nothing to do and I couldn't get cell reception. So I'm walking around and we're all talking and everything, and I turn a corner, and it's like I see a sign, and hey, look, it's Ricky Steamboat, and right next to Ricky Steamboat is Kane doing a signing at Dragon Con, and he's there doing the signing. I just kind of, like, had to stop for a minute. I was like, what? What's going on? And I don't know if it's better or worse, the poor man did not have a line.
That's a shame.
Neither of them really had a line. I felt so bad for them because it's like people would walk up to them, you know, and it's like the people who knew who they were, they would walk up to them and they would interact with them. But it's like, for the most part, everybody was kind of ignoring them because obviously this is not their big thing. This is a sci-fi comic convention. So people are there to see the sci-fi comic stars. It's like, you know, they had Rob Paulsen there. They had Kevin Sorbo there. They had a lot of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. there. John Barrowman made an appearance. They had most of the cast of Star Trek The Next Generation there. They had a lot of different celebrities there, so it's people were, you know, obviously more excited for those and less excited for the WWE talent. Plus, you know, at like $40 a shot to get an autograph or a picture, it's kind of expensive.
Yeah, so, yeah, it is.
So, of course, me being me, I had to go say hello.
If she didn't, we would have issues.
Yes. So, needless to say, I got to see Kane, I got to say hello to Kane. He hugged me. I'm fine. I came home and did my little happy dance when nobody could see me. But yeah, that was just really cool to see him and get to talk to him a little bit. And yeah, that was just awesome.
It's very cool that you got to see Kane once again, because you've seen him before.
I've seen him before and I've met him before, but it's been a really long time since either of those things that have really happened. So, and again, he was completely unexpected. And I know, had we checked the guest list like the week of, we would have seen that he was there, but it's like there was no announcement that he was replacing Flair. And again, it's like, I don't necessarily go for the celebrities. I always go through the Walk of Fame to see who's there, but it's like there's so many people there doing so many different things that it's hard to go through the full guest list of Dragon Con. I mean, there's got to be, what, 200-300 guests?
Something like that. And it's not, and for you, it's more about the people watching than going up to individual guests. It's about taking in the entire experience.
Yeah. So I'm not there for the celebrities. I'm there for everything else. So I had no idea he was going to be there, but it was really cool that he was there. And he's a very, very, very nice man, despite TV.
Glenn Jacobs is a very nice man.
You should vote for him if you live in the Knoxville area. Ding. Because, you know, go Glenn Jacobs, go. I can't see it, but I'm totally doing a thumbs up right now. And then after that, after the Celebrity Zoo, we all kind of parted ways. They, my friends had to go get ready for their night at the aquarium, which if you don't know what that is, they do a sort of ball party at the Georgia Aquarium where you can dress up and you can run around the aquarium and they have food and they have drink and they have music and you can just laugh and have a good time. I always forget to get tickets to it. And by the time I remember to get tickets to it, it's already sold out. So that's always problematic. Eventually I will get tickets and I'll be able to go, but not this year, unfortunately. But I, from what I understand, a good time was had by all. I, of course, went and checked out the artist alley because one of my favorite artists was here. Again, I met her. I'm fine.
You want to say, you should mention who that was.
Karen Hallian was here, which if you don't know who she is, she does all the Doctor Who Disney crossovers, and she does a lot of Star Wars art. She's very, very talented. You should go check her out because she's awesome, and I love her, and I got to meet her, and oh my god, I got to meet her.
Hey.
I'm such an art nerd. Like, I literally ran over to America's Mart because my friends, because when I went down there, I wasn't originally going to go to the parade. I was just like, oh, well, I'll go to America's Mart like I did last year during the parade because it's relatively empty and it's easier to get through and see all the dealer booths with it being empty because everybody's obviously at the parade. And when I got down there this year, the line to get into the America's Mart was around the block and down the building. And I was like, oh, screw this.
Here's what happened. They listened to us last year talking about our secret tip for it, and that's what happened.
That's it. Everybody listened to this and they know. So yes, awesome time to go if you want to stay in the line. America's Mart opens at 10, but here's the thing, here's the secret about conventions, and I feel like a couple people need to learn this because they didn't quite understand it, is that, you know, when somebody tells you a certain celebrity is going to be here at this time or a certain panel is at this time or whatever, you don't show up at the time that it's supposed to start. You have to show up anywhere from an hour to 2 hours before it starts to make sure that you're in line before the cut point.
That is very key.
That is very key, because otherwise if you show up and there's a line out the door and down the block and around the building like it was for Matt Smith, you're not going to be able to get in. So just that's our tip for this year, is make sure that, you know, if they say, hey, you know, so-and-so is going to be here at like 1:15, you need to be there anywhere from 12:15 to 11:15 waiting.
And be prepared to wait.
Again, take those cell phone batteries and charge them up because it could be useful. But overall, I feel like I had a better experience this year. I don't know if they did a better crowd control. I don't know if it's because...
You're more familiar with the place now.
Yeah, I think it's the familiarity. It's the fact that I wasn't going the same ways that I did last year. But there was crowd control this year. There was a lot more security than there was last year. That's because people got into the convention that weren't supposed to get in. And yeah, they fixed that because there are bridges and stuff and interconnect ways. There are, you know, 50 billion ways to get into the hotels. And they can't have security at every checkpoint. But you better believe if you're going in between hotels through the passageways and everything, they've got somebody sitting there checking your badge, making sure that you're supposed to be in that hotel. Which was really nice. It was really reassuring.
That's always good to hear.
If only the Westboro people hadn't been there. But, oh well, I guess that's what makes it interesting. I don't know.
Always leads to a good story.
I'm not going to openly bash or criticize, but yeah, I just don't understand it.
It's their thing, they deal with it, and you can move on. So overall, good experience, good time had by all. Over 80,000 people in attendance. Let's shoot for 82 next year.
Oh, and I'm sure they'll get it. I'm sure they will get it. But I think that does it for us in DragonCon. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea. Make sure you follow us on the social medias at Rock Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter. Subscribe to youtube.com/Rock Radio Show. Follow Lindsay on Twitter at LindsWord, at Wild Talk Radio as well. Follow us, like us, subscribe, all that good stuff. Visit rockradioshow.com for more information on our weekly podcast, The Rack, heard live at 10 p.m. Eastern on Thursday nights. Also streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network.
And a huge thank you to everybody at DragonCon Media Relations. As always, it's a pleasure to work with you. It's a pleasure to do really anything with you because y'all are awesome. You work super hard. So congratulations on another successful con. And thank you so much for extending an invitation for us to visit because DragonCon's so much fun and we'd love to come back next year. So this has been the Rack Extra DragonCon edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you back on Thursday nights for the regular Rack. And we'll be back with the Rack Extra Total Bellas edition this coming week. So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we'll see you later. Bye.